Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Downing and he is out, Richard applying the tag. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stein for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Nyman reaches second base with a double. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards first. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Austin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fossey moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fossey moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0 for 1 in the game. Ten Arche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Richard reaches third base with a triple. Downing scores. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richard scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Henderson moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jim Todd now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball towards right. Jackson catches it and throws to Fosse, who throws to third to double up Henderson. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Richard bunts towards the mound. Todd fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Downing moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hopkins pinch runs for Ray Fossey. Ozzy Osbourne now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopkins. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Hopkins steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing first base. Gene Tenarche now catching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-3 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Bill Gogolewski now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein is called out on strikes. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with Todd covering, for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garner is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Jim Holt. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Campaneris moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Gene Tenarche now playing first base. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Richard is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-4 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops it up and throws to first, with fingers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manghul pinch hits for Larry Haney. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. North hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nyman who is chasing the ball. North reaches third base with a triple. Manghul goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Angel Manguel now playing left field. Joe Rudy now playing first base. Gene Tenarche now catching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy juggles the ball. That's an error on Rudy. Downing moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richard for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-5 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing scores. Kelly scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-5 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Rudy scores. It's White Sox, 6. Athletics, 6. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-5 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Nyman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and three walks. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 4-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. North takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-6 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.